What's good with you? This is Auntie Rick with an audio version of the Sunday Snatch. This is the Dirty Little Secrets episode recorded on August 15th, 2020. Okay, so something I discovered some years ago was that the women on the maternal side of my family's trauma and depression show up as clutter and hoarding. Okay, recently, I just took a look around and I was completely overwhelmed, but not by the chaos I created, but by the work that would be needed to restore order. And I remember saying out loud, you know, it was time to start living like a grown-up. But you know what? I ain't do shit about it. Like, I tidied an extra space or two. Like, my kitchen and my bathroom's on point all the time, but I wasn't committed. Like, I didn't mean it. I said it, but I didn't actually mean it. It wasn't anything to high-five myself about. And so, around the end of April, beginning of May, after Rona had started settling in and stuff, my daughter said she needs to move back. And, like, it's no problem. Like, okay, cool. So I got a little bit of extra motivation to get things together. And I got rid of like stuff that was no longer quote unquote sparking joy and things like that. And I really thought I had done something until my daughter got back. The first night she was here, we had like, I knew the talk was coming, but I wasn't expecting it to happen like right there and then. But, you know, it was just a really honest to goodness conversation about like things we had gone through. We acknowledged like, you know, this issue and how the trauma and depression manifests itself is most likely hereditary. And I was just glad to have gotten it out of the way. She wanted to know how she could help or whatever. And we cleared it up. Boom. Each of us went our separate ways in the house. And then the next day, I come downstairs and there is a pile of stuff in the middle of the floor. Not in the way, but it was just like there. And it was like my anxiety peaked. But at the same time, I was like, okay, well, you know, my mom would go through these moments and she just chuck everything, right? And that's part of the reason there are no pictures of me between the years of 1972 and 2006. I shouldn't say no pictures, but I don't have many of them. I probably have like 7. Okay, maybe 10, right? But so I really appreciated the fact that like she looked at things and put them in piles that kind of said, you really need this. And so, it worked all of my nerves, like all of them, every single last nerve. But I appreciated the fact that, you know, she let me decide. Right. And, I really did appreciate that. There wasn't much discussion around all of that stuff. Like, there was just action. And that went on for, like, a couple of days. And then, like, I have a breakfast room and a dining room. Didn't use either. So, the breakfast room is now an extension of the, like, it's an open extension of the pantry. And the dining room is a dining room / videography space, because that is the one place downstairs that gets direct sunlight. Like, the sunlight is amazing in there when the sun is out. / extended kitchen, just in case, you know, you need extra space to do food prep or whatever, because I don't have a lot of counter space in the kitchen, right? So again, nerves worked, but still feeling happy at the same time. And then she took on the garage. And I have never been so simultaneously irked and overjoyed in my whole entire life. Like, it's kind of like I wasn't ready and you get on my nerves, but thank you so very much. I really, really appreciate you, right? And it really did like light a fire for some other things. And so I'm not working as quickly as I could, but I am working on it like in my office space. So I'm compiling all the pieces of paper that need to be shredded and stuff like that. But I'm doing, you know, little sections at a time, and it's working. It's coming along and it feels good. And it highlighted that I needed to actively block off time to devote to doing this, right? Just to getting it done. Once it's done, keeping up on top of it is part of my regular schedule. And I'm like actively committed to not slipping back into this. Like, I'm actively committed to it. But it also highlighted some things on the business side for me. So coming up out of this funk, it didn't only help me with productivity, but it definitely helped with clarity, you know. And if you don't know, getting rid of the clutter brings about so much clarity, right? And I'd even argue right now, like, it's brought some extra funds my way. I like that. You know, cash is my love language and stuff. So, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable with committing to decisions. Like, commitment, I don't have a fear of commitment. I just don't like committing, right? Across the board. I'm not a commitment phobe. I just don't like committing. But I'm a lot more comfortable with the commitment process right now and to letting go of what no longer serves me and what hinders my service to clients and others. And so, like, I've been talking about it for about a year now, this transformation, right, within my business. And I've been piecemealing it. But piecemealing it, you know, doing a little here, doing a little there, much like I'm decluttering my office. I can declutter my office by piecemealing it. But at some point, I can no longer piecemeal the business transformation. Like, I have to cut everything off, go into stealth mode, and just do the restructuring and let it be done. And I'm like comfortable with the fact that, you know, someone listening to this now or reading the post version of it isn't going to be with me as I document the transformation and coming, you know, in the future. And I'm okay with that now. Like, I just say this, like, since November of 2019, I've had a consistent 30 to 40 new subscribers to my email list every month, right? It's been 32 to 40 on an average month. And up until 2 months ago, no one had unsubscribed. And while that felt good, I knew that that also meant I wasn't clear enough. And you know, I just speak to this, like, sometimes we know stuff and we know it in our head and we know it in theory, but we don't put the practicum to work, right? Like, someone would tell you, you should do, and you say, I know this, but you don't do it. I'm guilty of that. And other outside of the reason of me just not feeling that it was time, or not that I didn't know, like, not that I didn't know, I knew. Well, I'm not even gonna try to explain that away. Whatever it is, I just didn't do it, okay? And I know better. Not all the time when you know better do you do better, right? You actually have to actively decide to do better. And so I have made the active decision to do better. So I'm definitely going to be documenting this transformation, because when I'm not right, I can't show up fully in business. I can't show up fully for others. I can't show up fully for the people that I serve. So just know that there's no shame in acknowledging when and where you are a mess. You don't have to make a public declaration, but being honest with yourself and in your journey is key. And that's one reason why the first section of the Biz Organizer, my business operations planner, starts with yourself, right? Because you are the foundation, especially if you're a freelancer or a solopreneur or you have a small team, right? You are the foundation. If you are involved in the day-to-day operations or week-to-week operations of your business, you are the foundation. And if you aren't right in whatever aspect, you cannot show up fully for those who look to you or depend on you, right? For those who you serve. So decide and then acknowledge, decide and then do. Like, it's really simple. You just have to commit to doing it. Did I go using that word again? So like, you know, if you have to remove some things, go ahead and do it now, because prolonging it is just delaying your happiness and success and ultimately your money. So take care of you. Until next time, this has been Auntie Rick with the Sunday Snatch Audio.